just really appreciate the presence of God in our midst this morning. And He is the God of community. Yes. Community is God's design for life. Yes. It's His original design. Community came from the mind of God. And the perfect community existed before time. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And when He put man and woman in the Garden of Eden, He created the perfect community with human beings. And if you want to actually have an idea of what it is to have perfect community living, we only have to go back to Genesis and actually read about God's design about community. And I just wanted to bring a notion of community that comes from my culture. And I believe it actually shapes a lot of what we do. And the word is called Vai Vai Manava. And it's V-A-E-V-A-E. That's one word. And then the second word is Manava. And it basically, M-A-N-A-V-A. Literal translation, sharing of your breath. The sharing of your breath. And I love that concept because when I look at the Garden of Eden and creation, that's exactly what God did. He actually breathed into us and shared His life with us. And we actually hold that life even right now. Many of you know that I'm a social worker by profession, so I'm actually a trained social worker. And I have had the privilege of working in different social work contexts. For many years, we have been involved in Youth with a Mission, and we work as actually trainers. And with the social work practice that I have done here in New Zealand, I just did the training. It started in 2009, but I have actually worked in community settings for almost 30 years. But when I did the training and here in New Zealand, working for about 3 months at the Buchanan Rehabilitation Centre out there in Pointsham area, and working with mental health, and that is actually a community residential approach to health. That's the model that they have there. So it is a community approach to health. And it's actually that everything that we do, there is an assumption that underlies it. And so the underlying assumption of the mental health is that there is something wrong going on up here, either in your mind or around your emotions. And it has the cure for it is actually medical. So there's a very, very strong biomedical assumption from mental health and the mental health approach in New Zealand. And then I had spent about 7 months working in South Auckland at a residential setting where women and children who have experienced family violence, they come there with their children. These are the children that have been removed by the state and they are given a final chance to get back their children. And so the model that was used in that residential place, again, is a community model, and they call it community therapy. And the years that I have spent in YWAM, for those of you who don't know YWAM, that we actually train missionary workers and send them especially to countries that have not had the gospel. And the model of training that we use in YWAM is, again, community. So I've been I've looked at different models of community, training, community learning, and I just love the assumption of the community model in YWAM, because the other community models that I have looked at, the one that we have here at South Auckland and the one at the Buchanan Rehabilitation Centre, it doesn't have God in their presence. So it takes God away. It's community without God. And it is, the assumption there is that resources are limited. Resources are limited. And so there is, the work that we do is we are always having some kind of measures. We're always measuring stuff so that, you know, we'll be able to get some resources from somewhere to meet the needs. One of the things that I just love about the YWAM model of community is because God is our source. Our resources are unlimited in God. And in terms of this whole concept of Vaivai Manava that I was sharing with you before about sharing of life, that is the assumption that we have in even in our own family. There is a whole communal culture that we come from. And there's another little, it's like a proverb that says, si ife moli moli, very tiny, but still sharing. And so the whole concept of sharing your life is very much in my culture. Of course, not every culture is perfect. We have great weaknesses as well. But God has actually put his gold gems in every culture. And I'm so glad that I have come to know the Lord, because if I wasn't walking with the Lord, I would not appreciate those gems that are in my culture. And so in terms of our training of people in a community setting in YWAM, we go through a 6 months training. So it's actually 24 weeks of training, where we basically get the students to just engage God, because we know that if they were to make a difference in any community elsewhere outside of Tonga or outside of their own country, they have to connect themselves to God, to the source of community, to the one. It was his idea that community would be the design for life that actually gives life, that births life in others, that brings life to people. It is in the place of community. And when we think of the word community, we think of the word connection. And one of the things that I had been really thinking about, I think about how community shapes every other sphere and how it should be explored as a solution to all social problems. I mean, even when we think of the situation in France right now, that is actually, as far as I'm concerned, that's a relational problem, because at the heart of community is relationship. And that was God's, because God himself is a relational God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And we have done community, and as Ray has shared before, we've had people in our house. And I think of my girls, because I have two girls, and I've usually always prayed for them that God would give them the grace, because their parents are always sharing space, sharing food, sharing something in the house. And I used to just ask God, please God, give them the revelation of why it is that we do it, so that they don't feel that they have been robbed of anything. But the truth is, God has shared his life with us, and he is the God of community. And when we train our students, I just love the whole idea of Psalms 23, because it is a beautiful picture of abundance, because that is the assumption of community life. We live out of abundance. Abundance because God is the source of everything that we need. Now that's difficult to do in a context that's actually globalized, that has capitalism at its heart, because capitalism is the total opposite. It's based on limited resources. It's based on profit gaining. I mean, there are times when I have sisters. I actually have five sisters. Four of them are older than me. And I have one particular